The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 2004, NASA launched the Messenger space probe to explore the innermost planet, Mercury, whose orbit it entered in 2011 after several flybys beginning in 2008.
Terminal phase, 15 seconds. Locks topping now. Underway. Green board, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, main engine start, 2, 1, and 0, and liftoff of Messenger on NASA's mission to Mercury, a planetary enigma in our inner solar system. Steering looks good. Now going through the period of maximum dynamic pressure.
The long journey was designed to use flybys of Earth and Venus and Mercury itself to slow Messenger down enough to be captured in the little planet's orbit. Messenger later completed mapping the surface of Mercury in 2012. In 2005, it was anything but business as usual for the crew of Space Shuttle Discovery. On the mission that was intended to signal that the shuttle fleet was ready to resume regular service, Discovery's crew had to perform an unprecedented spacewalk to perform minor repairs to their own heat shield, with ground controllers worried about a repeat of the Columbia disaster.
3, 2, 1, stop the motion.
Copy that, stand by one.
Discussing the exact positioning so that he can get into this next gap filler extraction location.
Body right 6 inches.
Yeah, more like 4.
Body right 4 inches or until your call.
That's good.
These views coming to us from Robinson's helmet mounted camera.
3, 2, 1, stop the motion. Thank you. Here we go.
Stay watching.
Okay. I'd like to move away from the orbiter. Body aft. 5 feet, please.
Body aft, and we're taking the brakes off and going back in the mode. It'll be about 30 seconds here.
Sounds great. Okay, that came out very easily, probably even less force. It looks like this big patient is cured.
Copy that.
The second piece of gap filler removed at 7:55 a.m. Central Time, as the red coloring on there is the adhesive that's used to stick those gap fillers in between the tiles.
The fix was completed successfully, and Discovery later returned safely to Earth. Science fiction author Clifford Simak was born today in 1904. Cosmonaut Georgi Shonin was born in 1935. He commanded the Soyuz 6 mission in 1969. Martin Sheen was born in 1940.
We are drawn by the smell of death. The passing of the physical form is like a beacon to us. And we came at once because we could feel the passing of a billion minds. We did not know the cause. If it was a disease or the result of war or some planetary disaster, it did not matter. All that matters is that it happens. And we decided that we would save them all. An entire world of souls claimed at the instant of death. A magnificent achievement. Only 3 times in our history have we done such a thing.
Director John Landis was born in 1950. Lost co-star Evangeline Lilly was born in 1979. She's also Wasp in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And in 1977, Tandy got into the mass-produced computer business a few weeks behind Apple.
Radio Shack's famous under $600 system. Learn how computing can benefit your business, profession, record-keeping, and your education. Come into your nearby Radio Shack today. You will be convinced. the TRS-80 personal computer system. Only $599. Built and serviced by Radio Shack, a Tandy company.
The TRS-80 computer would be sold exclusively through Tandy's chain of Radio Shack stores across America. But in Hollywood that same year, an all-hands meeting of everyone involved with the making of a new Star Trek TV series ended in a way that no one expected. Paramount executive Michael Eisner decided that the show's two-hour pilot script was strong enough to become the first Star Trek movie, a movie that the studio had been trying to launch since the early 1970s, as Paramount's attempt to launch a fourth network was already meeting with resistance from the three existing networks. It helped to salvage the work done on the aborted series, and at any rate, a recent movie called Star Wars had inspired Paramount to redouble efforts to get a Star Trek adventure on the big screen. The movie would arrive in theaters 2 years later as Star Trek: The Motion Picture.
10 years ago, a television phenomenon became a part of life, shared in 47 different languages, read in 469 publications, and seen by 1.2 billion people. A common experience remembered around the world. Now Paramount Pictures brings the memory to life. Star Trek: The Motion Picture, rated G.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green. Music by Casa Tolkien.